Hi, Ed.
Hello.
So let's back up first and tell us a little bit about why Munson wants to buy these two hospitals.
Well, we've had a really good working relationship with the hospitals in the communities for a number of years, and have had a good relationship with Trinity Health as well. And I think both Trinity Health and Munson have been looking at this relationship periodically, and given the changes going on in healthcare and given the proximity of these hospitals to Munson here in the North region of Michigan, I think we both determined that the best way to support these communities and healthcare in these communities was to have a closer relationship with Munson.
Now, you've just mentioned briefly that given the changes in healthcare, can you explain a little bit about what you mean and why that matters going forward?
There's a number of things going on, you know, with healthcare that, you know, between decreased reimbursements, an increased emphasis on wellness and keeping people healthy, dealing with chronic conditions that really make sense to deal with as a region. And I think, you know, we agree that this new system model will help us be in a better position to do that.
The two Catholic hospitals are currently under some directives from the church. For example, the most well-known, banning abortion and pretty strictly limiting contraception. How does that change under this sale?
So once this is completed, they will not be Catholic hospitals, and so those restrictions out of the Catholic directives no longer exist. So the questions of what services we provide in those communities once this is complete would be a discussion that we'll have with the medical staff and boards in those local communities. So, you know, I think which of those we provide and how we change services is something we need to further explore with those communities.
So no big decisions have been made on that yet?
No, I think that we want to respect the culture and the history of those hospitals and have the discussion of what is best for those communities. And so I think more to come on that.
And the Catholic Church has to agree to this sale. Do you expect any concerns from their end?
So far, I think it has gone through the process well, and we're very hopeful that will continue to be positively viewed.
Along with the hospitals, Munson is also buying a nursing home and a home care and hospice group. And that hospice group is interesting because that's going to be the first to transition into the Munson system fully, and you're expecting in February. So as that merges with Munson Home Health, I'm wondering what changes we should anticipate there and if there are going to be any staff reductions or layoffs.
So really the reason that is the employees are transitioning at a different pace there is there are some regulatory issues that require some different structures. And really we are having teams right now working with both the home health companies from those communities, as well as Munson Home Health, to work through the issues in the transition. Those communities are very well served. We think there's high-quality care now, and we're really looking to preserve as much of that as we can.
And do you anticipate any staff reductions or layoffs?
No, I think, you know, our goal is to maintain the employees as they are in both communities. And, in fact, we think there's some opportunity for job growth. We hope that this job growth will come through two areas. One is that there's patients that are leaving Northern Michigan for care now that we hope we can keep local and thus create jobs. And the second is there's a number of the back office functions in all of the businesses in Cadillac and Grayling that are provided by Trinity Health at their corporate office. And since those are no longer going to be provided, we're going to be moving those to Northern Michigan. So where exactly those jobs will be, we're still working through, but our actually hope is that there'll be more jobs created in these communities.
So where do you think there will be the most obvious changes for staff members?
Our goal is to maintain the culture and the great patient care that all of those communities see today. As of July of next year, they will be transitioned to the Munson benefit program, so that will be a change for them. But our initial looks are that's a pretty comparable plan, so I think there may be a few changes, but overall it'd be pretty similar.
And how about for patients?
You know, I really hope this is an opportunity to enhance patient care in these communities. Again, our goal is to grow services in these communities and, frankly, improve the linkages between those communities and Munson Medical Center. So if there's patients that either choose to go to Munson or are referred to Munson, those linkages go very smoothly, that we have a good transfer of information and communication, and that it enhances what they have access to. So we hope that it builds in the great care they have there and makes it even better.
You know, we haven't heard a whole lot publicly about money on this sale, and I can just imagine it's no small feat for a system the size of Munson to be buying two hospitals. So can you tell us anything about the purchase price now that the deal is final and how you're able to afford it?
So the specific financial terms are still under the regulatory review process and are subject to the final closing, so we're not releasing specifics at this time. But I would say Munson is in a very solid, sound financial position. We've just gone through a rating review by both Moody's and Fitch, and our goal is to enhance the financial position and stability of the healthcare in Northern Michigan, and both the management and the boards are very comfortable that this is a big part in that new plan.
Once again, that is Munson CEO Ed Ness. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Linda Steffens.